says the speaker, Surge Coalition.
Yeah, and distinguished delegates, I'm here to speak on behalf of the Indigenous People's Global Coordinating Committee, consisting of indigenous institutions and representatives from 7 social cultural regions and the Surge Coalition, a new global platform to secure indigenous rights in the green economy. With the global transition to the new green economy, indigenous peoples in all social cultural regions are facing increased mining for so-called transition minerals, such as nickel, lithium, copper, and cobalt, that threaten to bring human and indigenous rights violation, along with environment degradation, water pollution, displacement, health issue, and a slew of social problems associated with industrial development. The Surge Coalition has documented multiple case studies where such violations are currently taking place. Concerning item 10 on the future work of the expert mechanism and follow-up on thematic studies, I would like to urge the expert mechanism to conduct a study that explores impacts of the green transitions on indigenous peoples. Secondly, related to the subjects, I would like to announce the upcoming Indigenous Summit on a Just Transition to Green Economy, which is scheduled to take place October 8 to 10 in Geneva. The summit will serve as a pivotal moment for indigenous peoples to come together, share their experience, and chart a path towards a most equitable and sustainable future. At its core, the summit seeks to address the urgent need for a just transition, one that respects and upholds the rights and values of indigenous peoples based on the United Nations Declaration and free prior informed consent. Through the summit, we aim to amplify the indigenous voices, perspectives, and solutions, placing them at the forefront of global efforts to combat climate change and promote sustainable development. By fostering dialogue, collaboration, and knowledge exchange, we seek to forge partnerships and strategies that honor the rights of indigenous peoples, protect their lands and resources, and ensure their full participation in the decision-making processes that affect their lives and future of the green initiatives. In closing, Madam Chair, I extend a heartfelt invitation to the expert mechanism to join us at the Indigenous Summit on Just Transition to Green Economy and support this important event. Together, let us turn our collective vision into action and pave the way for a brighter, more sustainable future for indigenous peoples, our mother earth, and all humankind. Thank you.